So hi, this is David Wood from SolutionBox.com, and I'm joined with by Andrea Lee from AndreaLee.com and 25 million other websites. And we're here for the fourth call in the 30-day coaching challenge. So, Andrea, let's talk about what we'll do on the call. I was thinking we could get some success stories and have people share some wins.
That sounds great.
And then I'd like to just throw it open and give people a chance to ask about what, you know, anywhere they've been stopped. And then for at least the last 20 minutes on the call, I'd like to talk about next steps. You know, what kind of possibility people create and, you know, what do they see for their future and what steps are they taking? And then I've selected a solution box product, and I'll talk about some of those that can help people go forward. And I'd like to hear from you too. You may have a suggestion for them of one of your products that would help.
Sure. I mean, first, if I may, David, just step in to say bravo on the part of the participants in the 30-day challenge, but also in your leadership in setting this up in this manner in particular, because we've mentioned Thomas Leonard when you introduced me, and I think this is one of those really inspired manners in which to provide the structure so that people can actually get, you know, what can happen when you take just one step at a time, one introductory call at a time. So bravo to everyone.
Yeah, well done, guys. Very good. So let's hear some success stories, and I'll make the point again that you want to look at what's success for you. So for someone, you know, they may have had a success or they just got a $1,000 client, and for someone else, the success might be that you made a phone call that you were nervous about and you put yourself out there. So this is not what's success for everybody else. It's what's success for you. So who'd like to share first? Who's got a 30-second win?
Well,
Tick.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. Yeah, I am just really excited because I started completely from scratch, and I have three clients, two of whom are paying me and one of whom is paying me in massages.
Oh, that's great.
Good. And I have lots of exploratory interviews still lined up.
That's wonderful, Elizabeth. And I'll make the point that, you know, there aren't a lot of coaches who start from scratch and end up with three paying clients at the end of 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've really done an extraordinary job, and I acknowledge you for jumping in.
And she's relaxing too, David, because she has massages as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's balance. That's work-life balance, isn't it?
That's important. Yep, I think everybody on this call should set up a trade with a masseuse. I've definitely done it, and what a great thing for you and a great thing for the masseuse. Plus, you know, the masseuse has got a whole bunch of people they're interacting with every week, and if you're coaching them and doing well, part of the deal could be that you refer people to each other.
David, this is Jan. I have done that as well on this challenge. I found someone that wanted some help with really kick-starting her massage business, and she's going to give me a massage a week in exchange for three coaching sessions a month and some tools.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. And were there any other wins for you, Jan, that you'd like to share?
I'm still working on them.
Okay.
I have some clients that are interested in possibly a group session.
And great.
It was a little bit too much for them to take on at this point, and so I decided to do it in a different way.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, you know, get some group coaching, and then there might be some people who realize that they could use some one-on-one time that comes out of that.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely carries the group coaching. Who else?
This is Jerry in Kansas City.
Yes, Jerry.
Hi, got a lot of help from people on the site that were helping answer questions and giving support. And I had a situation where I presented it to two people, and they come back and said, if we paid you in advance 1 year, would you discount your services? And so I started talking to people and ended up, both of them signed up, and the guy ended up writing a check for $7,000.
Oh.
And never in my wildest dreams did I ever think of having someone pay a year in advance. I never even asked, ever. And I know Dr. Laura and some of the people were giving me feedback, and I thought, are you kidding? And I thought, like, we gave a recommendation of what it would be, and he says, how about $7,000? And I always was just charging a monthly. So this 30 days was beyond my expectations by far.
Well done, Jerry. And what would you say that you did to create that?
Well, because I was doing all the introductions, I got into a group of insurance people. And they kept referring me. And insurance people in the insurance business are big on referrals. They build their business on referrals. They're used to referrals. And someone triggered about asking for referrals. But not just ask. I asked for 5 referrals. They would give me 4. They'd give me 3. Usually I ask for a referral. I get what? 1, if any.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody right now. And then when I ask for 5, they're trying to think of 5 to accomplish it. They would at least give me 3 or 4.
Ugh.
If I ask for a referral, I would get nothing. So then they got me into another one, and then that guy says, well, I have a partner. Can, if we both went together, would we get a discount? And then would we get a discount if we did it for a year? And it was beyond my, I'm like, wasn't prepared for this. But by going with the chat, people gave me feedback, and I was blown away.
Wonderful. So what I'm hearing, too, is that you created community for yourself by taking on the 30-day challenge.
I did, in an industry that I would never worked with.
Mm, so, yeah. Yeah, and you created a community of support with the coaches on the chat room and, the discussion board. So,
yes.
You know, what a great lesson there to get like-minded people around you. Wow, any comment on that, Andrea?
Well, I'm doing, you know, David, I know you have a history as an actuarian, and I'm immediately doing the math. I mean, $7,000 for a year of coaching isn't it about $580 per month?
Sounds like it.
I charge $450, I say $450 a month. With 2 people would be $900, okay? So you take that times the 12, and then you discount it backwards. So that's for both of them.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
You know,
that's
that was
great.
A nice discount for them, but a nice payday for me.
Very nice.
That's great. So I'm guessing you'd be in the front running.
I don't know. I think I ended up. I had one pay me $1,250. They paid $1,250. I had 3 for $450. And yeah, it was great. And another thing that triggered the one to pay the $7,000 is he wanted it for his tax deduction. He wanted to do it all this year.
Oh my goodness.
And that came when I found out the person for $1,250 wanted to pay in advance. They wanted to pay their 3 months because they wanted the tax deduction. Then I said, if you pay in advance, you get a tax deduction. And that's when he brought in his partner. He says, well, if I pay for my partner too, what kind of discount?
Yeah.
So
I was like, okay.
I thought 1,250 times 2, 2,500, maybe I'd settle for 2,000, you know, to get a discount. No, he went for a year.
Yeah, that's great. So one thing I'm getting out of this is, because I've always said to people, okay, here's the 3-month price and here's the 6-month price, and now I'm thinking, you know what, here's the year price. Here's the year price and here's the 6-month price, which do you prefer? And for those who are balking at it, then I can say, well, you know what, I'd be happy to do a 3-month deal for you if you like, and we can just see how it goes.
Well, it was someone in the chat room that gave me that idea. I didn't even have past the 3-month price. I only had that. So that was the max I ever received was 3 months. I'd never asked for 6, and let alone even thought about 12.
And the other tip I'm getting here is to suggest to people, you know, the year's payment up front so they can get it all in their tax. And we're in November now.
Mm-hmm.
So in the U.S., this is, you know, the tax year, there's only another month left. So every single client you're talking to, you could say, you know, I encourage you to go for the year. And if we decide to stop at 6 months, I'll refund the balance. But this way, you're going to get the tax deduction in this year.
Ooh, that's
whole
good.
Thing.
Yes.
That's why you gave me the idea. But you can use that with everybody now and say, you know, do it up front and you get the deduction.
Hey, that's almost a tax shelter. Pay now, pay for six, pay 12 months, we'll use it for six and get a refund. Sure. Deducted in this year, yeah.
Eliminated
a tax shelter.
Yeah, and actually a point that can be made in addition to that, which is brilliant stuff here, brilliant business strategy. In corporations, if anyone's doing the challenge within a corporate environment especially, this can also apply because they have training budget or human resources has their annual budget for spending, and that can often also be the case that they must spend down the entirety of their corporate budget by the end of the calendar year. So highlight of the call so far anyway, hey?
Yeah, well done, Jerry.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, now who else is willing to share a win after that? You know, I think this is a great chance to show some courage and step out. It's like telling a joke after someone's just had the whole room cracking up in laughter.
Well, this is Wendy, so I'll share because my results. I was intending results like Jerry got, and I didn't. But
yeah.
Here's my win. So my win is that I did it. You know, I extended, I don't know, about 35 invitations or so at the end at the conference. And I did a whole bunch of sessions, and they were all awesome, and everybody wanted to hire me, and I learned some stuff about how to pre-qualify people because the pre-qualifying I was doing was not a lot of people who didn't have any money were still getting through the sieve, even though I thought I was pre-qualifying. So now I'm doing that more cleanly, and I got three clients, $1,850, so, you know.
Wow.
And I did it. I posted every single day, and I did this, you know, 30-plus invitations, and
good
so
job,
yay.
Good job, Wendy. Yeah.
Wow. And, Wendy, how does it feel now compared to 30 days ago? How does it feel just to extend an invitation to someone you've met on the street or someone you know who's telling you about a problem?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was asking, because that was the other win. The other win is that I'm now seeing invitations in a whole lot more places than I was seeing them before. It's like, I mean, I've been doing this for 8 years, so it's not like it's ever been hard for me to make these invitations, but it's gotten so that they're just everywhere.
That's great, and I hope everyone on the call really heard that, because there are wins here that you may not be aware of yet. Just the way your relationship to invitations has come about, the way you are in speaking about coaching now and changes like that. So let's hear from someone else now who's had a win that may not have been in the thousands of dollars, but just in how you're feeling about coaching and about yourself and helping people.
Such a great point, David.
Thank you, Andrew.
Well, I unfortunately made a couple connections this week, and I say unfortunate because a friend of all of ours had a heart attack at the recent hockey game, and I had people walking up to me for the last week now since this guy had his heart attack saying, oh, my gosh, I've got to do something about my life. I've got to do something about the way my work-life balance, my weight, my this, my that. Can you work with me? So I don't like that's how I'm getting them, but they're walking up to me and they're approaching me, whereas I had talked to them and extended invitations and not gotten responses, and yet, okay, I'll take it where it comes.
Great. Absolutely.
Condolences.
Help where we're needed.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori.
Yes, Dr. Lori.
Yeah, and it has been amazing, just my confidence, how I feel, how I'm talking to people, and just knowing I'm making a difference, even though a lot of my people were like Wendy's. They wanted me to coach them, but they didn't have the funds right now. And I did that technique that you'd worked with me on one of the calls, and a really wonderful lady who's a single parent who ended up you know, I said, well, how much would you be willing to pay? And so she said $50 a session. And so it's going to pay two sessions in December. And so it felt really good to be able to help her and at least be doing something. And also, besides the paid clients that I got, I also got a massage. I did a trade with massage to paid clients, which has been wonderful. And so to help me have balance and be stress-free. But I think some other things really happened, and besides just my mindset, I got invited to a mastermind group through Connection through the 30-day, and also I got a mentor to help me with my business and particularly getting my website and the computer stuff that I feel very challenged about. And so it's going to help me do that and take it to another next level. And I have a real strong desire to do more of the group teleconferences and things like that. And so I have someone that's going to help me do that. And that's all been a result of this 30-day challenge. So thank you so much.
Woohoo!
That's great.
Because, I mean, I think it's an important point to make, right, David? I mean, the 30-day challenge in and of itself is something worth celebrating for a very long time, but it's only really as good as the sustainability of the habits that you've been building. So as I hear you talk, Dr. Lori, it sounds very much to me like you're already building a structure for yourself that will extend far, far beyond the challenge itself, and that I know that that was what was in David Wood's heart when he started this. So, excellent stuff.
Great. Now, I'd like to hear from somebody who's listening to these wins. And is there anyone on the call who's thinking, you know what, I just didn't have any wins. There was nothing that happened. Is there anyone who'd like a little assistance in moving forward that they were feeling like it didn't happen for me?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, well, I'm still here. Anyone who'd like some assistance?
Got a lot of static on the line there. This is Jan, David.
Yes, Jan.
I talked about my barter, but I don't have any money in hand. And in the past, I've had clients just sort of appear, usually through referrals, and it's been very easy, and my fees are $400 a month.
Yep.
This time I have not converted. I did 10 sample sessions. I've got 4 more to do. I haven't converted any to full-time coaching people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've had 10 sessions, and none of them converted to paid coaching?
No.
Great. Andrea, would you like to jump in here?
Sure.
Work some magic?
Well, I guess the first thing that I would ask you is whether you felt that there was definite no.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of
something.
Yeah, would you press 4-star on your line if you're not speaking now to mute your line? Because you're getting some static from one phone.
Terrific, thank you.
Oh, gosh. Heard it again.
Wow, it's pretty strong.
It almost sounds like a cell phone.
Well, it's okay now, right? You can hear me now?
I can.
Okay, great. So of the 10 people that you had the introductory session with, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Jan.
Jan, thank you. Jan, would you say that all 10 of them were definite no's, or were there doors sort of half open, cracked open, or were they definite no's in your opinion?
Actually, some of them, you know, said, well, I'm going to, run this by my husband. It's time for me to do it. And I've not heard boo from her, even though I've sent some, you know, I've done a follow-up email as well as a phone call and, mm-hmm. and even came back around. Another one told me at the end that she really needed to save for a new car because she had an 18-year-old car and that would probably be third quarter. And another one said it would probably be March or beginning of second quarter for both of them. The other people are in job transition that happened pretty suddenly, and I think they're focusing on that. They said they would get back to me, but I'm not going to hold my breath on it.
Okay. So it sounds to me that, you know, on an intuitive level, you feel like the majority of the 10 maybe were, you know, nose cloaked in polite maybes. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah. My sense is if you don't really get a definite yes in that call,
mm-hmm.
and they say they're going to get back to you, or you even set up a time when you're going to get back with them, it hasn't happened for me.
Right. And so would you say that you think it's because the introductory sessions are happening with the wrong kinds of people? Do you have a sense of the introductory call going really well from the perspective of a coach and being shocked at the end of it that they're saying maybe or no?
I think it varies. With the one, she's gotten back to me a couple times by email, and she said, I'm not ignoring you. I'm trying to do this. Every time I try to do this, something else pops up. She is, you know, definitely the caregiver and matriarch of her family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's the one that is saying that it's probably going to be March before I can do this. I think the other people might have been people who just said yes to a sample session as a result of my challenge here.
Okay, so they were doing you kind of a bit of a favor type of thing because
yes.
perhaps they've known you from before and they were honoring the fact that you're doing the challenge.
They do. They're people that I worked mm-hmm. with before, and mm-hmm. I thought, you know, if they weren't interested, they might know someone who is, and they can pass mm-hmm. the word on within the organizations that I worked in.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what I'm sensing is that, and I'm not 100% familiar with the 30-day challenge logistics, and I'd love it if, David, in a moment, you might weigh in terms of her actual stats, in terms of Jan's actual stats of 10 sessions. But what I'm hearing, Jan, is that this is a case of... whoever just dialed in has a very noisy line. If you could press star, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Yes, 4-star will mute your line if you've just you're getting some static from that line.
Yeah. So Dan, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. My sense is that you're getting these sort of half yes, half no, not neither here nor there. And if I put myself in your shoes, what I would suggest is that, you know, you continue to play the challenge, continue to reap the benefits of building this muscle of always be looking for introductory sessions, because that's really the biggest gift, I think, out of this challenge, is that creation of a habit. But when you can, as you're having these introductory sessions, try to make a little bit of a habit, if you're getting this funny, fuzzy maybe, of asking for feedback on the actual introductory session.
Oh, that's a good idea. And, Andrew, I've just turned it into lecture mode because we're getting so much static.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
You can hear the difference. I think that's a brilliant idea. So there are different skills we're learning as we do the 30-day challenge, and one that you are mastering now, Jan, is the one of extending the invitation. So that's great. Separately and distinctly from that, we want to master the skill of enrolling someone in a coaching structure to support them in their goals. And that's the one you're working on now. And I think that what a great idea at the end of each call to ask them for feedback, or maybe a couple of days later, you know, what did you get out of that? How inspired did you feel? What did you feel coaching might have provided you with? And what stopped you? What was it that stopped you? And what would it take for you to sign up with a coach? Some of those things could be useful just as a feedback exercise.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, the second thing I was going to offer, Jan, is that I would encourage her, and David, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. I would encourage you, Jan, to try to expand further afield in the people who you're sending introductions to. I think sometimes in an initial stage of a challenge like this, it's natural and it's a perfectly good thing to do to ask the people who already know you and are within your circle of comfort. Conversely, though, those people may be the types of people that might be a little bit harder of a sell because they know you. And so stepping just a little bit out of your comfort zone and asking, you know, like maybe Wendy was suggesting, perfect strangers that you never thought might be, you know, someone you could invite. And watch your statistics then. Like if you do 10 more sessions and just make clear notes to yourself as to the results when you switch the type of person you're inviting to your intro session, that would be of great interest.
That's great. And there's someone who has joined the call, I think, and I want to welcome him. But before I do that, I want to mention 3 points that I have on that. I agree. I think it's who you're asking, but also how you're asking. So if you go to people and say, hey, would you do me a favor and do this session, that's going to get you the intro session, so there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not converting, you might want to change your invitation to, let's look at what we could work on in your life that would be worth putting everything else aside.
Nice.
Just as an example. And I just made that up.
Yep.
But you could say that, like, I want to coach you in your life. Let's look at what we could work on that would just make this the most, your highest priority. And that's a different context. The second thing is, the people that you were talking to, were they looking for a big change or were they like, everything's great in life? Or they were looking like to really make a big change. The third thing is, how inspired were they at the end of your coaching session? Were they like, oh, yeah, all right, I'll think about those points? Or were they like, oh, wow, I never thought I could have that, but now I see that I can. And that's often something that can be missing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open up the line. I want to check. Bernie, are you on the call? No? Do we have a Bernie?
Bernie is here.
Bernie's here. Bernie from Sydney, Australia.
Hello.
Hello. I want to introduce Bernie to you guys because many years ago, I think it was about 7, I kept bumping into this guy at different places. I bumped into him at a results life coaching training group. And then I bumped into him again at Landmark Education. And then I went to a TV pilot filming for a really silly show called Guru Conrad. And I was an extra in that. And I bumped into him again. And we said, all right, we better have coffee. And we ended up setting up the International Coach Academy together, which is a coach training school that's now training in about 40 countries around the world. And Bernie just texted me. I was the one with all those cell phone noises in the background. And I said, come in and say hello to all these coaches who are really stepping out and sharing their gift in the world. So, hey, Bernie.
Bernie, hello.
Oh, it's just a privilege already to be on the call. I know I've brought some disruption, so thanks for tolerating that, because I'm walking along the street in Sydney around Circular Quay and just had a dose of the didgeridoo after a wonderful conversation with my father that brought me to tears. So I'm to sit here for a couple of, no, not sit here, just walk here listening to that conversation, even just for a minute, had me just so inspired. You know, I haven't been doing much coaching for a while, and to hear what you guys are up to is, I'm like, my skin is buzzing knowing what you're going through and knowing, you know, what the experiences are like. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be here, even just for a couple of minutes, because I won't be here for long. But, gee, thanks for letting me join in on such an amazing conversation.
Are you sure you don't want to do an introductory session with the didgeridoo player?
Oh, absolutely. In the daily didgeridoo players, I do one with anymore.
That's great, Bert.
You never know where a coaching client may come to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
most of my clients have come from conversations on public transport.
I think Bernie's been in a little bit of hiding for a while, and we're going to have a conversation. I'm going to have an introduction session today with Bernie. And Bernie's actually one of the best coaches on the planet, I say. You know, there's a very small group of people that I would turn to if I was really stuck with something and mainstream society is just going to give me the standard answer. You know, I go to someone like Bernie. So, yeah, he's been hiding a little bit, so this call might be perfect. And, Bern, would you tell people what you're going to be doing in the next couple of hours?
Oh, sure. I'll be on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in about an hour and a half, showing people this magnificent place, sharing Sydney, Australia, and our culture, and sharing myself, and what a gift it is. And it'll be, and these folks don't know what's going to hit them today, because you guys are just amping it up even more.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of love on top of that bridge today.
Yeah, and in case you guys missed that, Bernie will actually be climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge. He leads people up on top of this structure. It takes several hours to get up there and get back down, and he leads groups and gives them that experience. So, Bernie, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. That's great. All right, I'll put it back on lecture mode. And Andrea, would you tap dance just for a little bit? I've got a film crew turning up in a few minutes, and I just need to take this call. So if you just say some words of wisdom.
Take it off of lecture mode, maybe, while we do that, if you can.
Oh, okay.
Terrific. Thanks, David. So, everyone, you've had some amazing successes, and I'm wondering if there's anyone who'd like to share how they think they're going to continue. What's something that you feel is the most important thing you'll take with you as you continue forward, having participated in the 30-day challenge?
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm back now, Angie, because I missed the call, and I'll go when they call again. But
okay.
I like that question, and specifically, what are next steps, I would say?
Okay.
What do you see are the next steps for you guys? Let's hear some quick 30-second shares.
This is Wendy. I'll just jump in, because I don't know what you have in store for us, David or Andrea, if you have stuff to offer us, but I had already mentioned on the chat that anybody who's interested in continuing to do another 30-day challenge in the month of December, I'm going to set up a structure for that. So if you're interested in that, email me if you haven't already. My email is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, at theprosperousartist.com. Theprosperousartist.com.
Terrific.
Who else?
Like that, David. They're continuing. They like your model so much.
We like the model. We want to. A bunch of people want to keep going.
That's great. And you're welcome to use the chat room too. If you want to use solutionbox.com/chat, there's no reason not to jump in and use it.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Part of what we're going to do is possibly I'm going to set up a chat on a forum on my website so we can do posting if we want to keep doing that. I'm going to set up a Yahoo group so we can email each other, and if y'all like, we can set up a couple of conference calls like this to keep us going.
Great. And if there's anybody not on the Facebook group, it's worth it. If you go onto Facebook and you search for Get Paid for Who You Are, that's a great group where people are supporting each other, and it's a good way to keep in touch, and you could post there and say who wants to be in the 30-day challenge, and it's a wonderful thing. And I'm if you do that, I might even send a message out to the whole group. It's about 1,000 people now.
Fabulous.
So again, you search for "Get Paid for Who You Are" on Google. Sorry, on Facebook, and or if you go to davidsfacebook.com, that's just a link to get to my Facebook entry, and you can find the group that way. Great. Who else with next steps for you?
Everyone's wiping a tear because it's the end of the 30-day challenge, David.
I know.
Who else has an idea for how they might continue?
Yeah, how will you keep this momentum going and keep moving forward so you don't just go, well, that was good, and 6 months later you're going, what happened?
Well, I've managed to find a group of life coaches here in my local town, and we're forming our own network because we each have different areas of specialty. So I'll not only have Wendy's group, thank you, Wendy, but also a local group that I could sit down with and share ideas and referrals as well.
Terrific.
Nice.
David, you're an inspiration.
Thank you. Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Let's get one more, and then I'll make a suggestion for moving forward, and Andrea can offer something as well.
This is Elizabeth. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Because I never know whether my phone is muted or not. I definitely will continue. I'm going to join Wendy's group. I also finally found a buddy and Suzanne. And she and I are going to continue for 3 months at least.
Excellent.
Oh, you might need me to come down. Why don't I come down and get you?
Keep going, guys. We don't mind that David's fussing with his film crew.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Can
you guys hear that?
Yeah, we could.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. I pressed the mute button on my phone, but it's not working.
That's okay.
Nice.
Okay, I'm back.
Anyway, so I plan to continue, and I also hope that I will be getting more higher-paying clients as well.
Excellent goal. Really excellent goal because, you know, after all, let's say you continue with your invitations and then the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get full, then what are you going to do? So good practice and good idea to think about the raising of your fees. Excellent.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep
very
up the
good.
Great work. Yeah, very good. Did you want to go to your suggestion, David?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. So what I would say, you know, a great way to move forward is to get yourself some kind of any kind of structure is good. But one way is a product that I created is called Top Coaching Techniques. And the way I think this would help you guys is when people are getting started coaching, a lot of people are just a little bit hesitant about doing the sessions and can I really produce results with people. And what Top Coaching Techniques is, it's a recording of 4 years' worth of coaching that I did with my client's permission, and then I edited out all the fluff. So we just got down to the sections, like the 5-minute section or the 10-minute section where stuff really happened. And what I find is that when people listen to those, and you can download it to your iPhone now or your iPod and just listen as you're in the car or whatever you're doing, you can gain confidence every day and just go, oh, that's a great technique. I can't wait to use that with someone. And, oh, that's good. That's how you get past that. And the more confidence you have as a coach, the more you're likely to get out there and go and say to people, I really want to work with you. So that's one product. It retails for, I don't even know the price right now, it's under $500. And that's at topcoachingtechniques.com. I'll just say that again. It's topcoachingtechniques.com. And I recommend if you're interested in increasing your confidence at all, just go and get the product. And if you're listening to it and thinking, this isn't what I thought, then ask for a refund. That's fine. But I think that you'll love it and it'll be really useful to you. Now, as a special offer, and I just made this up in my head now as I'm speaking, I was thinking, well, what can I do for people who are really going to take action now? If you take action in the next 48 hours and buy that program, then I'll give you the second product that I created along these lines, which is called Explode Your Coaching Practice. And this, again, is recordings of 4 years' worth of my coaching, but it was the coaching I did with coaches. And it's all about how to build your newsletter. It's about how to do a joint venture. It's about a tweak to make to your website to double your subscribers. So what I'm saying is if you purchase in the next 48 hours, and this is only for people on the program, then send an email to beth@solutionbox.com. That's beth@solutionbox.com and say, I just bought Top Coaching Techniques, and David said I could have Explode Your Practice as well for free.
Nice. That's a really nice deal that you just made up. Yeah,
yes, really I nice. Did. And if you have one of those already, then buy the other one, and Beth will send you a coupon or a credit towards your next purchase at Solution Box. So you'll still get that to put towards anything else that you get at Solution Box. Now, I'd like to hear from anyone on the call who has Top Coaching Techniques. I'm wondering who on the call already has it. You might all be on mute. You press 4-star to go off mute if you're on mute. Okay, so maybe no one. So that's good because you'll all be able to take advantage of the special. Great. So any questions about that before I turn it over to Andrea? Oh, and one other thing about that product too is once I'd done all the recordings and we edited it and we were ready to put it on CD, I thought, hang on a second. Wouldn't it be awesome if I had a master certified coach listen to every single session, every single clip, and then critique it? So that's what I did. I went to Terry Levine, who is a master certified coach, and she listened to every single clip, and she said, this is what the coach did that I'd like to replicate, and this is something that might have been a missed opportunity that you could have tried. So it's a really thorough training program.
David, just to be clear, is it with you coaching one client? Is that what it is?
No, there's dozens of clients.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so it's over 4 years. There were lots of different clients. You know,
gotcha.
There's one of the CDs is about coaching on business. So working with people who are starting their own business or run businesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's another CD that's all about financial coaching. There's a CD that's about relationship coaching. There's a CD that's about career coaching, and there's a CD on personal development and inner growth.
That's great. I wasn't sure of that. That seemed to be a question mark for me, so I wanted to make sure we let everyone know. That amount of variety is truly mind expanding. So, you know, because the other benefit of it is that you don't have to go out and try your coaching on a whole bunch of people in order to hear what this wide variety of coaching clients sounds like. You know, a coaching client from this walk of life may be completely out of your comfort zone, and if there's a recording of that kind of coaching on David's set, that will, you know, increase your comfort immensely. So it's a little bit like an apprenticeship, I think, is what you've created there, David. And,
it's a great way to say it. Oh, oh goodness, you just gave me an idea, Andrea. Can you imagine us doing our own version of The Apprentice?
The Apprentice is within the coaching world is a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be way fun. Way fun. Okay, good. Now, Andrea, what do you have a suggestion for them? I know you've been creating things for coaches for a long time. So what would you suggest?
Well, I think, you know, you've given them a lot here. So first I would say I would really encourage you to take what you've learned, the habits that you've learned, and really just amplify the habits that you've begun here. And that in of itself is a tribute to you that you've completed the challenge. One thing that Dr. Laurie mentioned that I think I could suggest you all think about is the idea that as you create your wealth of introductory clients, it may be time for you to get serious about your website. And as you get serious about your website, it may be time for you to think about products and services that are in addition to your one-on-one coaching so that you can have passive income as well as coaching income. Passive income, of course, for those of you who may not be familiar, is the kind of money that you can earn without having to spend your time, without having to trade your time for a coaching fee. So it's something that bears thinking about as you go through your introductory sessions, because every introductory session potentially can become a product in future. So what I'd suggest is that you go to multiplestreamsworkbook.com. That's multiplestreamsworkbook.com, where you'll find a workbook that I've created based on the last 8 years of working in the coaching industry to help you step by step take what you do in your coaching sessions and create products from them. So,
can you give me that URL again, Andrea?
Sure. It's multiplestreamsworkbook.com, all one word.
Right. I'm putting that in the chat room.
Yeah. And so, not to be outdone, because David, you're so inspirational. I must think on the spot of some special deal that I can make sure that we're giving extra value.
Well, it's already special, Andrea.
Well, this is an offer I have. I cannot tell a lie. I have made this offer before to special groups, and I think this group warrants it as a celebration, really, of what you've done over the last challenge. And so with the purchase of the Multiple Streams workbook, what I would like to do, if you're interested and you don't already have a copy, is that we'll ship you, along with the workbook, the original Multiple Streams of Coaching Income paperback book. It's the one that's the rallying cry that talks about the importance of spreading coaching through the world, not just through one-on-one coaching, as wonderful as that is. So make that a package if you like. So for those of you who order in the next 2 days, just like with David's stuff, we'll make that happen for you.
That's great. Thank you, Andrea. And I read Andrea's book. I don't read a lot of books, actually. And I read through it, and I really got a lot of value out of it. It was like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. So I do recommend it.
Thanks.
Now, I want to talk to people about the competition, and you may not know about this, Andrea, but it was almost like I channeled this 30-day thing, because I just woke up one morning, and I had all these ideas pouring through me, and I just said, this is the way it has to look. So what we told people is that for everyone who posted every day, so they had to post their progress every single day, and they extended 30 invitations, minimum. They got at least 2 paying clients. They received over $100 in cash, not trade. And they share their success story with us. They get a refund.
Wow.
In the 30-day challenge. Yeah. So the last email you receive tells you what to do to get that. You need to post, and I'll put this in the chat room as well. You need to post these stats: the number of invitations you did, the number of introductory sessions you actually did, the number that were converted to unpaid coaching, which you might call some kind of trade or a free client, the number that were converted to paid coaching, and the total revenue that you collected in the 30 days. Now, anything that you collect after the 30 days doesn't count. And anything you collect from existing clients that you had when you started the competition doesn't count. So you're on the honor system here. And post the total revenue that you collected from new clients. Now, this is part of the game. Now, if you satisfied all the criteria and you got just over $100, then, that's going to qualify for a refund. So you got the 30-day program for free. Talk about value. And if... the second part of the competition was that the person who gets the most income in that time gets really cool stuff. And Beth, I can't even remember exactly what it was. I know that they're going to get advertised in the newsletter to 70,000 coaches. So whatever service or product you're offering is going to go in there. And Beth, would you post in the discussion board what the other prize was, if there was another one for the person who comes first? Beth's on the discussion board right now, so we'll see what comes up in that chat room. And I'll post that criteria.
That's a juicy prize. I wish I had known about that, David. I would have maybe played.
Well, we will do it again. We will do it again. I just think this has been so wonderful and so valuable for people that we will do it again in the new year to get people kicking, and we'll have something similar so that, you know, if you really take all the steps and produce great results, then, you know, you get it for free on top of everything else you've created for yourself.
I think that's an excellent, excellent New Year thing. It's a get your classic get your year in gear
yes.
program. Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
And we'll be in touch. We'll go through and we'll see who the highest earner was, and we'll get in touch and we'll verify that, and then they'll get the result. Now, does anyone know? Is the line still open? I haven't heard anyone for a while. Does anyone know the URL where we mentioned the prizes, because I'm trying to think what it was now. It was something like solutionbox.com/30-day-challenge, something like that.
Yeah. Wasn't it with your downloads?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking for it right now.
Me too. I have it here.
Oh, I found it. Here we go. Plus, if you're a superstar and you generate over $2,000 in new upfront fees from the 30-day challenge, then you will get to advertise your coaching service or product to 70,000 people.
Whoops, we're hearing some really beautiful Russian.
We are.
Спасибо.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
So if you're a superstar and you generate over $2,000 in fees, you will be advertised in the coaching newsletter to 70,000 people. And the top revenue generator, on top of all that, gets a free copy of the Internet Clients Training Package, which is now known as the Wealthy Gypsy Training Package. So we're rebranding it to, valued at $2,995. So we'll be in touch with everyone who is eligible for a refund. Everyone who earned over $2,000 and the top revenue generator, which I'm guessing is Jerry, but we'll have to wait and hear from everybody. And that's a 30-day challenge. So I'm going to open up the line now. And I'll just say it again. So check your email for all those things that you need to post. And the one thing we didn't mention in that email, the last email you got about this call, was total revenue collected from new clients. Post your total revenue, and you need to send your success story to beth@solutionbox.com. That's beth@solutionbox.com. Send your success story with what you achieved. So I'm going to open up the line now. Any other questions you have, you can post them in the chat room, and Beth will hang out for a little bit to answer those. You've also got the support website, and you can also post at the discussion board. And I'm going to open up the call now, and I just want to give everyone a chance to just say farewell together on the line. So we can hear all. Okay, so you can take your phone off mute by 4-star, and thanks everybody for a great call and a great 30 days.
Thank you, David.
And thank you, Andrea Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations, guys. Well deserved.
Yeah. Woohoo. So onwards and upwards.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Andrea.
All right. Bye-bye. Enjoy, and perhaps we'll see you on the next 30-day challenge.
You bet. Thank you very much.
All right.
Be great.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.